Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
I'd like to thank the voters for choosing me as the Democratic candidate to lead St. Louis County government.
This is about the people who elected me.
We are at a turning point in this country as we face down unprecedented crises.
Are there any stormtroopers or Gestapo working for DHS right now?
Will the vice president debate Donald Trump this fall?
Oh, yes, he will.
He's a puppet for the radical left.
Come on, man.
A cognitive
test. No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test?
There you have it. How about that? Let's get to the bottom line with Keith Antone. What do you think?
Here's the bottom line.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
We've got to get to the bottom of this.
The bottom line on the Mark Cox Show.
That's the only way we're going to get to the bottom of this.
That's the bottom line.
Truth. You can't handle the truth.
Well, we know Keith Antone can't handle the truth, but we're putting him on the radio this morning anyway. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. What's up, Trish? What's up, Denise?
Good morning.
Good morning, Keith.
You sound particularly happy this morning for some reason.
Well, listen. Hey, hold it down. I'm going on the radio with Mark Cox. Stop the party for a minute. Hold on. Yeah, buddy. You know, I'm going to tell you, this is just a preview of what's coming up in November, Cox. And I told you, all the horses I picked, every single one, we won yesterday. We'll deliver in November. Get my steak dinner ready.
What horses did you pick yesterday? Did you pick Cori Bush to defeat Lacey Clay?
For the last 2 years, okay, buddy, I'm on record. I picked Cori. I rode. You know, I was with Kim Gardner while you were rolling with Mary Pat Carl.
Of course.
I told you, wasn't no way in hell.
Because
wasn't
I care no about what happens gonna... in the city, and clearly you don't.
Okay, well then, hey, guess what, Mark? The people have spoke, my friend.
And they're gonna get the murder toll that they voted for.
Okay, so you live in the county. What happened to your boy Mark Montavani when you were up there encouraging?
Well, I can tell
even
you,
even Chris Arps grabbed the Democratic ballot.
Yeah, yeah.
You were encouraging your Republican brothers and sisters to vote for Mark Montavani, and again,
you know what?
L number two.
62% of the voters in the county voted against Sam Page. Did you know that?
Okay, so now you want to add up a three against one? Okay.
No,
all
the point
right.
is Sam Page won election only because it was a four-person race, but the majority of the voters didn't vote for Sam Page. That's a lesson he needs to carry in
Matt.
To how
hey,
he deals
friend.
This.
Hey, stick to talk show host. Don't you're not a mathematician here. Listen, that's fuzzy math.
62%.
We can say the same. We can say the same about Lyda Crewson. Almost 80% of the people voted against her, and she still got you know
well,
became mayor.
That's a failure on your own party. We're talking about Democrats here.
Yep.
If they hadn't run 16 people against her, she wouldn't be mayor. Right.
Well, you
right.
know what?
If it was just her and Tashara Jones, Tashara Jones would be the mayor. But that's not what the party decided to do for whatever reason.
Well, listen, we find one point that we're going to agree on today. So look here, Mark. What about your boy, Mark Montevani? What happened?
So first of all, not my boy. What I said was I thought he was the only alternative on the Democratic ticket to Sam Page, the only one that made any sense.
He was a fake Democrat.
He was not. He's been a Democrat his whole life. He's been a Democrat his whole life.
He's on record for donating to Trump. No, he hasn't. He's a Trump supporter.
He has been a Democrat his entire life. The bottom line is Page won a divided vote yesterday, and that's fine, and we're going to get what we pay for by shutting down schools again probably and destroying the economy in St. Louis County until November 5th when the whole COVID crisis is going to disappear.
Okay, you think the whole crisis is going to disappear? You think these 155 dead Americans, over 50 million unemployed Americans, you think this is all a hoax?
No! Didn't say that. Don't be putting words in my mouth here, Antone.
Never said that.
What I'm saying is it's being manipulated for political purposes right now. You know it's true. There's no evidence that kids suffer from this disease, but we're shutting down schools. Why is that? Because now their parents are going to, their parents who work for a living are going to have to take a leave of absence, not earn a paycheck, and stay home with them. How does that make any
Mark,
sense?
Mark, you and I both know you're a very smart man. You and I both know that politics is a substitute for war. Right now we have no war going on, so we got politics.
So this is a blood sport. So you're admitting it then?
Yes, you're admitting it.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm admitting that this is what happened.
You guys have to listen.
Donald Trump wrote on the greatest economy in the world.
He created it. He created it. He didn't write anything.
Obama took over.
A very lukewarm economy, and he put rocket fuel in it.
It wasn't in the basement.
He turned it into a Tesla.
Okay, all right, there you go. Listen, he rode on the coattails of Obama.
So you know he did.
So I have a question for you,
Keith Antone. I have a very important question for you. So you were all in on Cori Bush. She's a criminal justice warrior. The first thing she brought up in her speech last night was Ferguson. Did you really want another member of the squad, somebody that radical, sent to Washington, D.C.?
Well, you may call her radical, Mark.
She is radical.
Okay, so that's your opinion. You say tomato, I say tomato. Listen, the people have spoke. It's not just Keith. See, here's where you always want to make it seem like I waved a wand and it made it happen. I'm saying that 95% of all my candidates that I rode with won yesterday, and all the ones you rode with and you were publicly supporting, well, I thought you were the co-campaign manager for Mary Pat Carl. I thought you were her co-campaign manager. Come on, buddy.
You rode with them in Democrat primaries, so of course you're going to have a high success rate. Here I'm trying to save the masses and somehow insert a little bit of common sense, and I didn't manage to do that yesterday.
Sure didn't.
What's that? What did
you
say?
You sure didn't manage to do that yesterday.
But losers, Mark, that's okay.
We can't always win, Mark. We can't always win. And I said it yesterday publicly, and you know you saw it on my Facebook page. When I came on the day, I was going to talk about all the winners, and you were going to have to talk and defend all the losers. And that's what you're doing.
I'm not defending any losers.
Yes, you are.
No.
You were Mary Pat Carl.
I work in the city of St. Louis. I don't like the fact that I have to drive into the most dangerous city in America every day, and one of the reasons it's like that is because of your prosecutor, Kim Gardner. You need some common sense in that office.
I tell you what other office? Room 200 over there. We need Lyda Crewson to resign.
Yeah, because so Lyda Crewson is the chief law enforcement officer. You know what?
He is the mayor. And it happens on her dime.
I don't want this to end right now.
Can resign.
Can you hold on? Can we continue this after the break?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now, I don't have a problem, because I think there's somewhere, somehow, he's done something wrong.
Yo! That was Keith Antone just a few short months ago, and I've got him back on the phone here this morning. So you think that whatever happened here yesterday is some sort of a bellwether for what's going to happen in November in a Democrat primary?
Mark.
It's a Democrat primary.
Okay, Mark. Well, all I'm saying is that's a preview of what's to come. And that's just the way it is. And so, you know, I don't know why it's so hard for you to understand that, you know, there's a movement going on, Mark. I'm serious. There's a movement. I just sent you a text, too. I just got a text from another one of the horses that I had in the race who came out victorious. And I just sent you a copy of the text, Mark, because I don't want people to think I make this stuff up. Look at your phone. Look at your phone, and you see it's from who? Steve Roberts, Jr. So, again, and I worked on that campaign, too. So here's what I'm saying, Mark. I think that there's a 155,000 dead Americans, 50 million unemployed Americans. The economy is in the tank. We're near surpassing Great Depression numbers. And all I'm saying is that there's a turn, and it's okay because everybody gets a turn to be at the top. And this is going to be the Democrat year. And there's a couple of things I want to say. If you notice, all of the African-American women who had the mainstream media, your radio station and the Post and the Channel 5 and 4 going after them, they all won. And
as what do you I've mean going said, after them?
The Post-Dispatch on Tashara Jones wrote 24 negative editorials about her. And I've always said this about the African-American community. Two things you don't mess with. You don't mess with our money and you don't mess with our mama. And they felt the Republicans just took and ran a Donald Trump-style attack on Corey, on Tashara, and on Kim, and it backfired because the community rallied around them, and they all won.
Fortunately for them, they're not going to face any opposition in the fall because it was a Democratic primary. So they
exactly.
won with – they're eating their own is effectively what happened there. So that aside, now you've got – activist Cori Bush going to Congress. You do know that she's pro Green New Green Deal, so she wants to shut down the economy in the next 15 years. She's also very anti-gun. So I wanted to talk to you about that, Keith, because I understand that that you went to the reins the other day.
Ron took very good care of me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Mark. Thank you so much, because your knowledge, you know, your knowledge about guns and everything you said, I took heed to. My wife and I went out there. They took very, very good care of us. Well, we're going to do our CCW class there, and we're going to enjoy this. We really enjoyed the service.
I'm glad that you had a good time out there. I do think it's interesting, though, that a lot of the people that are coming into the range right now are concerned for their personal safety because they've seen some of the problems going on around the country.
Absolutely. I live in the city, Mark, and there's no doubt about it.
And Kim Gardner is your circuit Kim Gardner's your circuit attorney, there's good reason to be concerned.
Okay, well, that's what you say, buddy, and we got Lyda Crewson as our mayor. That's the biggest concern I have this morning. The biggest concern I have right now is that she's still in office. That keeps me up at night, Mark. It really does. Because I'm telling you, we need to get someone in here who people are going to respect. Right now, it just came out in a recent poll, and I can send you those numbers too, that 40% disagree with the job that she's doing. Again, this just isn't
What is she doing? I'm no fan of Lyda Crewson, Lord knows, because she's mishandled the policing and all of that, and she should have been much tougher on the rioters and all of that stuff. But ultimately, a lot of that blame falls on Kim Gardner, not Lyda Crewson.
Okay, well, you put it wherever you want to. I'm putting it on Lyda, you put it on Kim, and then somebody else out there may put it on Lewis Reed. I don't care who you put it on. All I'm saying is we live in – that's why I was out at the range on Saturday and spent 2 hours, because I live in the city.
Because you know that the McCloskeys were right, and you want to be able to protect yourself if push comes to shove.
Hey, Mark, I was teasing Ron and said that my wife and I were the black McCloskeys, okay? So, you know
– Mark the tape. Please, I'm going to need that soundbite.
You're going to need that
one.
Somewhere?
I am. Yeah. All right.
I'm always giving you some stuff, man. Hey. But thank you so much for sending me out there to the range. And if there's anybody out there listening, I highly, highly would recommend that you go out. There's some great folks. I've seen how they took care of every single customer.
Absolutely.
I'm big on customer service. I know I'm a small business owner myself. And they exceeded my expectation. Let me just tell you that.
Very nice. Very nice. Keith, I'm out of time, finally. Just remember this. Just remember this.
Whether you love me or hate me, you got to vote for me.
Man, goodbye.
I'll talk to you soon. All right.
Bye,
goodbye.
All right.
See you later. All right. Keith Antone there. What say you? 314-241-9797. I'll get to your phone calls on the election results. When we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So I hope this is the end of this hearing, Mr. Chairman, and that we don't have to listen to any more of your rhetorical speeches. Thank you very much. I'm leaving.
Well, I appreciate the, as always, kind and uplifting words of Senator Hirono. And I would also note that throughout her remarks, she still did not say a negative word about Antifa, nor has any Democrat here. They instead engage in a political game where they depend. You're welcome to say something negative about Antifa right now.
I think that I've covered the subject quite well. You are not listening.
Okay. She declined to speak, so that is the position of the Democratic Party.
Thank you, Ted Cruz, for calling them to the mat. The people in this congressional hearing to investigate these radical groups that want to spread anarchy in America. And people like Mazie Hirono, who wants to tell men to shut up in the Senate when she stands up and talks. I've got that bite here somewhere. Tells Ted he's not listening. And he's like, well, you can come back. You don't have to get up and leave. Come back and tell me one negative thing about Antifa, the black mask wearing anarchists who break windows and start fires and throw bottles of urine at police officers. Here's your chance. She's got nothing to say. So again, kudos to Ted Cruz for standing up for them. Honestly, one more Ted Cruz bite here real quick. Cut 23, please.
The hateful rhetoric on the Democratic side, and they've really unleashed the crazies in their party, and most of the party is really held captive to the extreme angry voices, whether it's Antifa, whether it is AOC or Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren. And you see them denying reality. You also see them using rhetoric, I mean, calling federal police officers stormtroopers like Nancy Pelosi did, or Gestapo, as Clyburn did. I mean, calling cops are not Nazis, and it is grotesque. It is offensive.
Kudos to Ted Cruz for calling it out. Somebody needs to call it out. I'm so glad to hear him do that. I want to get to Tim here on line one, who's been holding on. Tim, thanks for calling in. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. I just wanted to say the gentleman, Anton, guy you had on, it amazes me that the Democrats think that they can run on the bad economy. It seems to me you can only run on the bad economy if you're happy that it's bad and that it's hurting people. President Trump showed that he could manufacture a booming economy. The Democrats have shown over the years they cannot. The Obama administration showed they could not. And without the COVID-19, the economy is still roaring. And so it amazes me that they could, unless it has something to do with COVID-19 or something, then you can pop yourself up on that. But it's just amazing me. You know, Obama showed that he had, and Biden had no idea when he, with the soundbite, he said that Trump said he's going to bring back manufacturing. What are you going to do? Wave a magic wand?
I remember
so
that.
He just shows themselves that they don't know how to do this, but they want to get on Trump and act like he doesn't know how to do this. But,
Tim, do you?
It's amazing to me.
Do you see what I see when I mention the fact that, and even Keith Antone said it's a blood sport. Politics is a blood sport. There are a lot of politicians, mayors, and governors across this country who are trying to use this COVID response as a political tool for November.
It is, and as I said, I think it's amazing that they will continue to take measures to continue to keep the economy down and to continue to hurt people. And it goes right back to Nancy Pelosi in both of these stimulus efforts. She's trying her best to put in things that have nothing to do with COVID-19 relief,
right.
And which simply hurts the people whom she claims to help. So she's just, as someone said, is just hypocrites, or they're hypocrites to the nth degree, and it's just amazing. So I just hope America really is reminded what happened. That it's the COVID-19 that's kept it down. It's the Democrats that kept the economy down, not President Trump.
I couldn't agree more, Tim. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great observation. It really is. And in terms of how there are some folks for whom the end justifies the means. The means in this case is let's keep the economy bogged down for as long as possible, as long as the end goal is to get Donald Trump out of office. Which is why I tongue in cheek suggested earlier that the COVID crisis, the crisis portion of it, is going to miraculously end on November 5th if Joe Biden is elected president. The mainstream media will lose all interest in the COVID crisis. That's not to say they won't still report on COVID. But what did the president say the other day? You know, it is what it is. Well, the influenza is what it is. 60 to 80,000 people die every year from influenza, despite the fact that we have a vaccine for it. But we've learned to live with it because it is what it is. I don't know how you get around that. I don't know how that comment was taken to be controversial, but everything he says is twisted like that for political purposes.
In your opinion, if Trump gets reelected, does this end on November 5th?
No, we're going to get four more years of anything they can do to try to stop the progress he's making in cutting regulations and trying to shrink the size of some government agencies. He hasn't been effective at it because he can't get legislation passed through Congress.
I think that the COVID stuff would start taking a back seat still either way. Yeah. I mean, just because of the time and, I mean, the vaccine, like that kind of thing, I think that the either way that it kind of, that it will, you know, not
be
as much of a factor.
Once it can't be used as a political tool.
But, I mean, I don't forget who I was talking to about this, but I was like, you know what it'll be again? It won't be, it won't be COVID stuff. It'll be impeachment.
We'll do four more years of that.
It'll be another 4 years of going through what can we impeach him on and let's try again.
Yeah.
That's just like, you know, I don't know. But just like speculating on like what's going to happen. I think the COVID stuff slows down either way. And if it is Trump that it's reelected, we head towards an impeachment talk again. And if not, you know, who knows? But
I'd say they will use the hammer that's in their hand. COVID will still be one of the hammers. It may not be the only one.
Well, it's just there's less of a less incentive if he gets reelected to either impeach or tank the economy because he can't get reelected a third time.
Right.
So you're looking on to 2024. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But I agree COVID will be over
2024
in November.
Yeah, I think you're right. And then when we're mentioning 2024, I love this because have you seen this Kristi Noem out of South Dakota? Have you seen this Governor Noem?
You talk
about up and comers in the for the next round. This is someone who handled COVID different than just about any governor in America. And listen to cut number 25 here.
Our state is so diverse. We have very urban areas, but we also have very rural areas. And a blanket approach doesn't make sense for the entire state of South Dakota. It doesn't make sense for this entire country. And that's why we need local leaders to trust people in their communities to make the decisions that work best for them.
There's one of, unless there's something I don't know about here, there's one of your leading Republican presidential contenders for 2024 right there.
How about her and Nikki Haley together?
Yeah, where is Nikki? She's got to come back.
I hope so. I've always really liked Nikki Haley.
I am more worried about the 2024 election than I am about 2020, though.
Really?
Well, because you know it's not going to be Biden. He's not going to run for a second.
Right.
So
it's going to be
whoever he picks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that pendulum that swings when the other party gets elected is going to swing even further after a second Trump term. Sorry, I'm just. telling you where my concerns lie. I hope
my
I'm
indigestion
wrong.
is coming back.
Chicken crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be back here in just a minute. We'll talk about the additional ways you can help make Mark bald.
Yeah.
And I'll get to your phone calls. We'll be right back.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Victor Herrera is just trying to run his restaurant.
In the night, it's no security here, so there are a lot of people try to get inside in the back. I'm stealing things in the back, and we need more police.
That's a Minneapolis business owner begging for help in the city where they've opted to decommission the police department effectively. You got Susan Rice out yesterday calling for the reallocation of resources for the police. This is the left these days, folks. And last night, we got a defund the policer elected to Congress in the city of St. Louis. You get what you vote for. So Lacey Clay wasn't radical enough for the progressives in the first congressional district. They had to switch over to Cori Bush, who in her acceptance speech last night for winning the Democrat primary, which is effectively her victory for Congress, the first thing she brought up was the fact that Darren Wilson murdered Mike Brown. It's unbelievable. Green New Deal. These folks don't have a clue. And it's just going to be, we're going to get what we voted for is what you're going to get. Medicaid amendment. Two, you're going to get what you voted for. Taxes are going up. So that's kind of where we are today. Kind of sad. makes me want to shave my head.
Good.
Yeah. How about that?
You're starting to feel a little more positive about this.
Which is good because those numbers are ticking up. We're getting closer.
Yes.
We are getting closer, and I got a couple of commitments last night at the watch party I went to of some decent donations that are still to come. So we are getting closer and closer. Go to the website there at 971talk.com. You're going to see the Make Mark Bald campaign. You can go to the Facebook page. That's what we're calling it. All the money's going to Backstoppers. If you support the police, you can do that and still have a good time watching my discomfort level rise as we get closer. I'm sweating.
It's fun.
I sweat when I talk about it.
I can tell. You get a little I can hear the nerves in your voice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you support what our first responders do, then you know the good work they do at Backstoppers. And I said, listen, if there's something I can do to help them, we'll do it. If we can raise at least $5,000 for Backstoppers, I will agree to let my friends over at the hair salon. Hair salon is all over it. They're tweeting about it. They are ready to strap me in a chair.
Yep.
And shave my head.
They made a very generous donation.
They did. They did make a very generous donation in addition to that. So we're looking forward to it.
It's
I'm
be
not
great.
Looking forward
well,
to
yeah.
it.
We are
I'm looking
forward
to raising
to
the money.
Yes. Well, that, yes, both.
Help us out. Every little bit helps. And we'll keep you up to date as the campaign moves along. For now, I have at least a few more days with my hair. So we're hopeful. We're going to keep it going. That's a good thing.
Oh, we're going to torture you for a couple weeks here.
I think so.
And keep raising the money.
Yeah.
I know. I'm going to have to get one of those.
$5,000 is where but we can go above that.
Yes.
No problem. So
yeah, there's no cap here. We
yeah.
just,
it's not like we hit $5,000 and we stop. So
No. We're
going to
raise
as much as
we can. But if we get at least $5,000 by the time the campaign's over, the hair is going bye-bye. All right. Good deal. Help us out if you can. Kilmeade's up next with more on what's going on in D.C. The president was on Fox and Friends today. He'll have all the highlights from that. And Annie Fry is back in the chair today, noon to 3. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.